Control Mobile.
KN4TFW. Oh, it's chilly out here this morning. 49 degrees, according to my thermometer, but I think it's a little bit warmer than that now.
All right, I got to change off this Caesar's head interference.
It's 54 over here in Greer right now. Yeah, it's probably, like I said, this is the car thermometer, and it hadn't caught up yet. I don't know who that other was. Maybe on the other frequency I got dialed up. Yeah, I'm off to meet a fellow that sings in my chorus with me, and we're headed up to Hendersonville today to get ready for an event that is coming up next month. So, anyway, that's what I'm up to today.
Howard's vacation today, so I spent some time with Mama, and I think we're going to go look at some potential retirement property.
You aren't that close to retirement, though, are you?
Listen up, I'll be 62 in February.
Well, I got you by about 12 years. I'm 74, and I'll be 75 next April, so. Oh, well, you know, we're all, as long as we're looking down at the grass instead of up at it, things are good.
He definitely got that right. Right now, the prices they want for property is ridiculous. And that, so we're trying to get out of the hustle and bustle, I guess, for, you know, something we can work on a little bit, you know, up until retirement. And then maybe it'll be a little bit out in the country where we can do something.
Living for the last 45 years now, I think, almost 46 years. When I first moved there, there was nothing around. In fact, the property across the street from me was a Christmas tree farm, and all along that side, other side of the road, and the only people who lived near me were my in-laws and my wife's grandparents. So, you know, but now all the bustle has moved out to me. There's at least two subdivisions on the road I'm on, a school, and about 12 other houses that are built all in the area. And, of course, the people that bought the property that my in-laws had now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses on the property, and it all surrounds me, you know.
And that, we live in Greer, not far off of 290, and it's just, the traffic's just ridiculous and that. But now you got to get so far out, you know, to where they won't encroach on you anytime soon, you know.
Places over here in this area, right off of, in fact, there's a section right here off of Highway 290 that there's a couple of houses here, and there's an industrial park built up next to it, but there's some land out here for sale in several places out here, so, you know, it's, I got a car stopping. The guys, Poplar Springs Fire Department, they're pulling their truck out, no lights or anything on it, and this idiot stops. They're not going anywhere except in their parking lot. Oh, well. Anyway, but there's land being cleared over here, and there's a good bit of land over here near me in the Moore area over here off of Highway 221 and off of 290 here in Moore area over in Spartanburg County.
On it, I think we're going to look at a piece of property down in Cross Hill, and that down there, down by Lake Greenwood.
Middle of nowhere, that's for darn sure. And all, I used to have a pest control service route that I'd end up down there every now and again because I covered part of that area, even though Greenwood was out of my area. But I'd have to go down there to cover a couple of houses down there in a little town.
Be out in the middle of nowhere is for sure. And you just have to think if that's what you really want when you get older. You know, it's a long way to town, long way to the doctor and everything. So you just got to kind of weigh out the options.
I've pretty much stayed where I am right now. Even though the people that are all surround me say if I decide to sell the property, they want first voice at it. And I told them, hey, if I decide to sell, you'll get first try at it. But not ready to move anywhere right now. My sister wants me to move down to Florida and share the house with her. She's got a big old double wide down there. The only problem is down there, I can't put up my HF radios and antennas as the people around seem to be anti-HF radio type people.
They knew how beneficial it was, you know, they wouldn't be like that. They just think it's just going to cause interference with their TV and that. You're just going to suck all the signal away from them.
Yep, that's true. And then you're going to cause all kinds of interference. Well, the only time you cause interference is if you got an old-style TV or radio or something that has not been properly updated. Yeah, then you might get some interference, but that's because of their equipment, not because of our equipment. But, oh, well, it is what it is. And I'm riding along 290 right now over here where Reedville Road and 290 cross. I'm meeting a guy at the Cracker Barrel down there near Duncan, near 290 and 85. And we're going to go jump over on 26 and head to Hendersonville.
Lord, it certainly is a beautiful day and the weather's nice, so I hope you guys enjoy yourselves up that way.
Well, we're actually going up there to work because we're both barbershoppers, and I'm in charge of a convention that's being held up there in November, where we're going to have a convention for competing and competitions and everything, and we're going up to look at the venue today. He's one of the guys in charge of all of the volunteers that'll be working that weekend, so I'm going up to give him a rundown on the site and give him a list of the times so far as what we've got, and so he can get his volunteers organized.
What you like to do is really, really work.
I'm a shopper for nearly 20 years now, and last November they convinced me to run for the board of directors for the district, which is North and South Carolina, and I thought I was just going to run as the board member at large position. Now I ended up being the vice president of events, which means I do all of their, plan all of their outside events, our conventions and our summer events and all kinds of things like that, so, oh well. Gives me something to do, keeps me out of trouble. Between that, ringing handbells, singing in the church choir, I might be a little bit busy, but along with ham radio thrown in.
I'm sitting on the couch vegetating, all right? And you're staying busy and you're enjoying yourself, so that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, well, that's why I do it. And also, in fact, last night I had handbell practice at 6, chorus rehearsal at 7, and then I had to call an HF net at 10 o'clock last night. So I think I was covered a little bit, all three hobbies last night.
Up this morning, going at it again. And I usually turn in early since I still have to work and can't be retired yet. So, but I'm looking forward to those days.
I kind of got forced into retirement back many years ago when my wife, back many years ago, she had a stroke, and then she had a cerebral hemorrhage and another stroke, another cerebral hemorrhage, and ended up in the hospital. And at age 62, I finally had to just go ahead and retire so I could be there to take care of her. Had a couple of part-time jobs, and then she passed away about 9 years ago, so... And, you know, I've been dealing with that, and, it's, you know, it's still there, but, I still just keep myself busy.
Well, I've, arrived at where I'm headed, so I'll say 73, hope you enjoy your day, and it turns out beautiful, and look forward to catching you another time on the radio, 73, KN4TFW.
All right, we'll catch you later. Like I said, I'm meeting somebody else, and he's going to do the driving. And being a single guy, I end up doing all the driving all the time. Catch you later. KN4TFW, W2T Mobile.
T from NR4N Mobile.
NR4N, I believe it was. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, go ahead.
Hi, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. It's NR4N. You got the call sign right. My name's Dusty. I'm out here on 85, just cruising down the highway. But I picked this repeater up a good distance. I was just curious where it's located.
This one's located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain at a height of about 3,500 feet. So it's got a good coverage area. You going north or south on 85?
I'm headed north. I'm trying to think about where I am. I'm somewhere between Clemson and Greenville.
you'll be able to carry this repeater almost to the North Carolina state line if you go that way. And they'll get some spots when you get further up the road where there are dips that you drop out of it. But this area, this one covers all the way there, covers from Asheville, North Carolina, all the way down to, on I-26, almost to Newberry, down, going down that way towards Columbia. So it's got, it's a much of a very wide area coverage repeater.
I was over in Myrtle Beach last week and came back. When I was coming back through, I just kind of let the program a bunch of repeaters in and heard this one. I was pretty active last week, and now I got to go back up to North Carolina. I live in North Georgia, so I'll be going up nearly the Virginia state line today and working up there for a couple of days and back through here Thursday night.
Very active. It's owned by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, BRARS, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and they have, you know, it's a very active repeater. They have a net on here every night at 9 o'clock. Yeah, got to think. I call too many nets on both HF and 2 meter. So it's got a lot of nets and a lot of things going on. So, you know, it's a good repeater and has a lot of coverage on it. Over.
All right, very good. Well, I'll let you get back at it. I was just curious where it was. I appreciate you coming back to me. Yeah, I'm almost to Anderson. I appreciate you coming back to me, and hope I'm getting in the repeater okay. We'll say 7-3 for now. W2T from NR4N.
All right, no problem. Well, I'm just pulling into a parking space in a parking lot, and I got to wait on the guy I'm riding with, so he'll show up shortly, and we'll head on out to, up towards Asheville. We're going as far as Hendersonville, so anyway, I'll be here for a while. W2T.
4, Tango Juliet, Quebec, mobile. 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec, mobile.
Tango Quebec Juliet, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Go ahead.
And you're headed up to Hendersonville area.
Roger.
Loud and clear. I'm on White Horse Road. Just came in from Easley. Headed up towards Traveler's Rest myself, but you sounding loud and clear this morning.
Well, right now I'm just sitting over here at the Cracker Barrel, waiting on my ride, who's going to give me the ride up there, and we're headed up to Blue Ridge Community College up that way. So that's where we got to head for the day.
Too terribly far from there. I live southeast of there in South Carolina, in a town called Landrum, Campobello area. It's a beautiful day to be up in the mountains. The leaves haven't started to change yet, but you'll have a pretty day to ride.
Oh, yeah, I'm all familiar with this area. I've lived down here in the Spartanburg area for 45 years now, so, and traveled in and out of here for longer than that, because my wife is from Spartanburg area, so I know all about there. I used to work all up through Landrum and Tryon and Campobello and all around Spartanburg County and Cherokee County and Union County and Lawrence County. So I traveled a lot around a whole lot of area over the years. Over.
Me and you both, but I'm retired now and I don't have to do any traveling unless I just want to. For this great state, and I just have seen what I wanted to see. Now I just like to see my backyard.
I wish my backyard was a little bit more, a little bit bigger, so I could put up a few more things, like, you know, maybe a tower and an antenna on top of the tower, and, you know, a few more wire antennas. My little 6/10 of an acre is not very much of a to put up antennas and all. So, it'll get that way one of these days.
We live on 50 acres, and I've just gotten into this hobby, but the bride, she is not too keen on it just yet, but I'm still trying to find the best location to put a tower. I was fortunate enough to stumble upon 2 towers free of charge just to come take it down, so that was simple to take them down. So now I just need to figure out a place to put one back up.
And figure out how to pay for all the concrete you're going to have to go into to anchor. anchor it in place.
All of the material there won't be a problem. It's just convincing the bride that this is where it needs to be.
At least 150 feet away from the house, she probably won't care as long as it's not in her, and not in her view when she looks out the window.
Definitely make that happen. I've measured it. It's probably going to be, I don't know, maybe a little bit less than 100 yards from the house.
300 feet, that gets it a good ways out there. And let me go. I got to take a phone call here real quick before my ride gets here. Catch you later. Have a good day out there. W2T.
That's your first name, and I'll check out 7-3.
All right, name here is Rusty. Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. And the call is Whiskey United 2 Tango, or is my phone up too tight? W2T clear.
Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, clear, 7-3.